Welcome to Kids by Kids, we're up to Simin Kuf Samach Hey, the halachas of Chinuch Sivchet. Here the Kitzah tells us that Midin Me'ikar HaDin, according to halacha, it's mutter for a Jewish baby to nurse from a non-Jewish woman. But if it's possible to get a Jewish nursemaid, don't give him to a non-Jew, because that can result in timtum alev, obstructing the heart, and a bad disposition. It can make it hard for the child to learn and absorb Chochmas HaTorah. So to a woman, a Jewish woman who is nursing, if she needs to eat something that's usher to eat because she needs it for her refuah, it's best for her not to nurse this Jewish child while she's eating something which isn't kosher. And Tzivtes, the Kitzah says that every father is chayv to teach his son Torah, for the matam is b'neichem l'daber bom. Just like it's a mitzvah to teach a son, it's also a mitzvah to teach a grandson. Teaches us that. And Tzivyu, the Kitzah says, as soon as the child is able to speak, the father should teach him Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, as well as the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael. Just make sure that the kid is clean and he's actually halachically allowed to say that Pasuk at the time that you're teaching it to him. And then go ahead and teach him Pasuk by Pasuk, little by little, until he's old enough to go to school. And then hire someone to teach him Torah. Make sure that his Rebbe is a Yirei Shemayim, so that the kid will pick up on Yirei, especially at such a young, formable age. When it's time for the kid to read Chumash, the minhag is to start from Parshas Vayikra. Because I'll say, Yovet Tahirim, the children who are Tahirim, should come v'yasku b'tahirim and learn about the pure animals that are allowed to be brought in the Beis HaMikdash. In Sif Yud Aleph, the Kitzah says that the teacher has to sit and teach the children all day and a little bit of the night, so that the kids see that they're supposed to learn day and night. The kids should not be interrupted at all. The Gemara in Shabbos says that the world only exists b'schus the learning of children. Except for Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, at the end of the day, they need to go home for the Shabbos and Yom Tov Suda. You don't interrupt kids from learning, even for the Binyan Beis HaMikdosh. The Rambam says that they have often Yom Tov also. In Sif Yud Beis of Shlomo Gansfi tells us that a teacher who leaves children in the middle of their studies, and he leaves, goes somewhere else, or if he goes to work, or he's just lazy in his teachings, he is included in the curse of Ara Oisem Alechas Hashem Remiya. That's why we have to make sure that the teacher is a Baal Yira, someone who's going to teach the right amount. He's going to pay attention to his students. The teacher shouldn't stay up too late at night so that he won't be tired when he's teaching. Also, a malamed is not allowed to take voluntary fasts. He's not allowed to hold back any eating or drinking that he needs. He's not allowed to eat or drink too much either, because that'll make him unable to teach well. And any rabbi who doesn't do this, yodal tachtoyna, they have the ability to dismiss him without notice. They're considered forewarned. And Sif Yud Gimel, the Kitzah says that a teacher is not allowed to hit his talmidim with any cruel hitting. He's not allowed to hit with a whip or with a stick. You can hit them softly with a small strap. If Shlomo Vomba said nowadays we hit with shoelace. And Sif Yud Aleph, the Kitzah says that we don't teach children new things on Shabbos because absorbing that new material takes a lot of effort while the children are eating lavish meals that are not able to concentrate as much when they're studying new material. Learn something that they've learned before. In Sif Tes Vav, the Kitzah tells us that if a katan finds something, definitely if someone gives it to him as a matona, it's usher to steal from a child. In Sif Tes Zayin, the Kitzah says, don't give a Jewish child to a non-Jewish teacher to teach him anything, to teach him a trade. We don't want this idolater to attempt to convince a child to be a bit of a dezara. You definitely can't give him over to a Jewish apikairis, because that's even worse. There's an even greater chance that the apikairis will get him to follow in his ways. Thank you for learning with me. Have a wonderful day.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.